Good afternoon, future students. This is the boarding announcement for Campus Gate. We are now inviting those passengers with interest in hydrogen engineering and social work. Please have your student ID cards and the motivation for a great experience ready. Regular application period will begin in June 2024. See you soon.
Herzlich willkommen, welcome in Achlan Wasachlan. Today's topic is all about culture and language, or more precisely, interculturality. As we have now learned after all these episodes, with the THWS Campus Gate, over a year abroad in Germany is guaranteed. So stay tuned, because today we're talking about the benefits and hardships somebody may experience when going abroad to an entirely new culture. We may be experts in our own German culture, but in order to give us more intercultural insights, we're welcoming a very special guest. She has visited many different countries and therefore experienced many cultures. We're excited to have her tell us more about it. We're now switching to our reporter Anna Theresia in Jordan, who is welcoming the fabulous Jacqueline Rogler.
Thank you for joining us today, Jacqueline. We are delighted to welcome you on our podcast. Would you mind to introduce yourself to our listeners? Who are you and how are you involved with the THWS, Campus Gate and the GJU?
Yes, hello. I say it in Arabic, marhaba. My name is Jacqueline Rogler. I'm the director of the German Language Center at the GJU, German Jordanian University, here in Amman. And I've been working with the university for the last 12 years. Coming to the second part of your question, what is my connection to the Technical University of Applied Sciences in Würzburg-Schweinfurt, THWS? Maybe I have to go a little further. Well, all of our students here at GJU, they have a compulsory German year. It means they have to go for 1 year to Germany to study for one semester at one of our 120 partner universities. And then in the second semester, they complete an internship. And for this reason, they have to learn the German language. But we also have specific programs, and one of it is the hosted program. And here we have students, they register at GJU, but when they have reached a certain language level, they can register at THWS, and later on they move physically to the university in Germany and they finish their study in Germany. And then the job market is open for them. And I'm very happy that we have first pilot batch of students who study hydrogen technology at our university. This is our connection.
Thank you very much. You originally come from Germany, but then life had other plans for you. Can you tell us a little bit about what places you used to call home?
Yeah, I had worked and lived indeed in different places, countries and also continents. One was Ghana. I was a project manager for a pedagogical project there. And then I lived 2 years in India. I was working at a German school. And I lived also 5 years in Austria. And now I'm here for 12 years, which was not planned such a long time, but it is a very interesting project. So I have different homes, so to say. But originally I'm from Germany.
That's quite impressive. Do you think you will stay here?
I'm not planning to leave very soon, but one day for sure I will go to another place. I don't know yet where.
Your current home is in Jordan. When you go down the memory lane, what took the most time to get used to when you first arrived in Jordan?
Well, since I've lived in different countries, I would describe myself as a cultural hybrid person. But what I still haven't really gotten used to is one thing, that everything can be negotiated here in Jordan. And this makes the work at a university a bit difficult, I would say.
Since Campus Gate is a project from a German university, we are now going to talk more about the German perspective. What were some similarities between these two cultures you noticed and maybe surprised you?
I've seen a lot of similarities, and I would have a look especially at our students. If you look at students here and there, I don't see a lot of differences. We have a majority of students. I think they're very open-minded, they're very tolerant, they're very interested in different cultures, different peoples, and they are also perfect ambassadors for Arabic culture during their year in Germany. And also, if they have set their goals, they're very focused, they're very disciplined and very hardworking. This is one of the, let's say, good similarities.
What are some typical Jordanian things you incorporate in your life and maybe wish were also a German thing?
Well, this is definitely the hospitality. Jordanians have a great welcoming culture. Me, from my perspective as a foreigner coming from a European country, I felt immediately very welcomed, very friendly treated, very wanted. And what is maybe also important, very safe. Maybe I can give you a little personal story what was happened to me. This was my first week here in Jordan, and I took one of these local buses and drove to Madawa. This is one city next to the university. And I wanted to see whether this could be a place to live. And suddenly an old lady came and she asked me, where are you from? What's your name? And after a little conversation, she took me home and she made a typical Arabic breakfast for me. Yeah, so she picked a stranger off the street, which was very surprising for me and a very positive culture shock.
A huge part of understanding culture is understanding the language spoken in each culture. Which languages do you personally speak?
Well, I have learned English and Russian in school, but to be honest, in my generation, using a foreign language was not so common in Germany. And I still think that Germany is far behind other countries in terms of foreign languages. I think only the younger generation is catching up. And our students are sometimes very surprised when they are in their year in Germany and they want to ask someone on the street after the direction, so they don't get an answer in English.
You have an outstanding position at the GJU, the host of CampusGate Jordan. You're the head of the German Language Center. Can you give our listeners a short outline of what the GLC is and what the GLC does?
Yes, so the German Language Center is one of the world's biggest university German language centers. We have approximately 80 lecturers for German as a foreign language from 15 nationalities, and we serve about 3,000 students every day in our courses. And our target is to prepare our students for their compulsory year in Germany. And we teach not only German as a foreign language, we also prepare them in an intercultural training, and we also prepare them how to prepare the application documents, how to write a CV if they have to apply for the internship in Germany, and we have also technical languages.
From your long-standing experience in teaching students German, what tips would you give someone that's learning a new language in his or her adulthood?
Well, you don't learn a language by simply taking a course. I think you should use every opportunity to practice the language outside the classroom, to speak, to read, to listen to something. And if you don't live in an environment where the language is spoken, the language you learn, then you should use some tools from the internet. The internet offers a lot. Yeah, this could be a podcast, or this could be even listening to songs or to movies helps sometimes to practice.
Yeah, definitely. I've experienced that also. Learning German is also a part of the CampusGate, and for international labor market, the combination of Arabic, English and German is very attractive and promising. What help is being offered to students enrolled in the transnational study programs of THWS in collaboration with the GJU when learning German?
It's indeed not easy to learn the German language every day alongside a demanding study. Yeah. And our students, they study in English, it's not even their mother tongue. So they speak Arabic, they study in English, and then they have to learn the German every day. So the German courses at the German Language Center are taught by very well-trained and experienced German as a foreign language teachers. And we work in a very application-oriented and interactive way. And I would say also, if it comes to didactic and methods, in an up-to-date manner. Beside our courses, students can also take advantage of the advisory service of our instructors and also our program coordinator. However, none of this works if the students does not have a good dose of commitment and discipline to achieve the set language goal. But I'm very happy that our first pilot batch is very committed and very motivated.
What language level has to be achieved until the time of graduation?
Our students have to have a full B1 certificate, and we are cooperating with the TestDaF Institute in Germany, and they develop and evaluate the examination and they give out the certificates. So it is a normed certificate, a normed B1 examination, and we are very proud here at GGU that we are the first B-national university worldwide that offers a B1 certificate examination that considers the target group students and the university context. But we also have other programs and opportunities. We have a B2 track where students reach the same time with the same amount of contact hours, a higher level, a B2 level. And we have specific programs like the hosted program where our students have to reach at least a good B2 and visit a C1 course before they go to Germany.
Thank you, Anna Theresia and Jacqueline Rogler, for giving us all these insights. We're now coming towards the end of today's episode and the end of the podcast series overall, since this was our last episode. We sincerely hope we could help to reflect on the importance of the fields of social work and hydrogen engineering for the future and the amazing opportunities that are awaiting you when pursuing an international study program and help you make the decision to be part of the CampusGate family. We want to thank all of our amazing guests who gave us the time, shared their insights, and made this podcast possible. We had a great time talking to each of you, and thank you for listening to every episode and letting us be part of your life. Hopefully, we can welcome most of you to Germany soon. Until then, goodbye from
Anna Theresia,
Lisa,
Elena,
and Emilia.
Future students, the captain is about to land at the THWS in Würzburg. Please send your application and fasten your seatbelt. Also, make sure not to miss out on further information on the websites linked below. If you have any questions about the CampusGate project, please don't hesitate to text the official website account. We hope you had a fun time listening to this episode. See you next time.